one particular teacher had a very emotional Facebook post that was posted earlier on this month. And it's with regards to the gender-based violence and with regards to femicide and everything that's been going on. And he decided to speak to his classes and especially the boys and apologize to the girls for failing them as a man. And, you know, making the boys understand why the hashtag men are trash, you know, label that has been doing the rounds was significant in a way as well. But you know, it's been a very emotional week, but one that hopefully, you know, will serve as a reminder that, you know, when all these voices come together, when people stand together, when people are united, we certainly hopefully could make a difference. But joining us online this morning in the next few moments will be high school teacher Ewan Edson, who will be sharing with us exactly why he thought it was important to address the failures of men in his classroom so that his students were able to understand and to take part in the conversation as well, but to change their perception that, you know, when we say, oh, but it's not all men, you know, but not all men are bad, or not all men are rapists, and not all men are murderers. Well, he felt it was so important as a man that he should apologize to women, apologize to the girls, girls who had he had been speaking to, who had basically been feeling like, you know, their lives are in danger, that they are not safe. And to have this constant feeling, you know, with you that wherever you go, that you are not safe, is certainly something, you know, to be taken seriously. But also it's something really, really sad that regardless of where we are as South Africans in South Africa, we should be feeling safe. But the reality of the matter is it's not safe. And, you know, as Uyinene's mom mentioned, she said, you know, she's so sorry that she had warned her about all the places, but she hadn't warned her about the post office. And I think that's one of the messages that just rang so loudly last week. And I'm sure as a mother, as parents, as guardians, you'll be able to understand as well. But online, we do have Ewan Edson, who will be joining us this morning, an educator, a high school educator, speaking to us. Ewan, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Ewan, you know, I read your Facebook post and wow, you know, it's good to know that these conversations are happening in classes. But why did you feel it's so important to have this conversation in your class, to address the boys in your class and to make them understand?
I think the biggest issue was that many people don't understand that men have a huge role to play in the problem at the moment. And when I came to school and I was listening to the radio and I was just hearing how all the stories that were going around, and I just, my heart literally sank. So when I got to school that morning, I just decided that every single class that I get today, I'm going to apologize as a man for not doing enough. So I started the conversation with that, but luckily I had a life orientation class, and I found that was the perfect opportunity because in life orientation, we always teach learners about rape and that once you do not give consent, it's rape. However, we don't tell them, we don't tell the boys to not do that. We don't tell the boys what to do to assist if someone is being raped or if someone's being sexually harassed. So I wanted to start that conversation.
Yeah.
And the feedback that I got from the learners, it wasn't something that I expected at all, but it was a perfect conversation.
Now, in terms of the boys in the class, what sort of reaction did you get from them?
The first thing that I threw out was the hashtag Me Not Trash movement. And when I did that, obviously, I had murmuring coming from the class. Boys put up their hands, and immediately I got the statement that, sir, but not all men. And immediately when I heard that, I told all the boys in the class to stop speaking for the rest of the period. And they were obviously shocked when I said that, but I said, now it's time that you listen. So I said, maybe after this you'll understand why there's a movement that says hashtag men are trash. So I asked every single girl in the class, and I said, what do you fear the most? And they said, many of the girls raised their hands, and they said, sir, I'm scared to be the first person to be picked up in a taxi on the way to school.
Wow.
I am scared to come to school. My biggest fear is that I can't trust my father, my my brother or any other man. And I think the biggest thing that actually almost broke me in class was when one of the girls said, so we are in grade 10, we have our futures ahead of us, but now we also have to be worried about our dignity being ripped away before we reach our goals. And that just tripped me, and it tripped many of the boys as well. And I explained to them that the hashtag Men Are Trash movement is not an attack on a single man, but an attack on men to spur them to be able to say that they have the power to make a difference. They have a power to stop the ideals of patriarchy and misogyny. And it starts now. It starts at school. It starts with boys catcalling girls and the other boys just turning their shoulder. Sure. It starts with boys waiting and watching a girl walk just to view her backside. It starts with these small things, and it ends with rape and murder.
Sure. Now, I do believe we have two students online as well. Let's welcome into the conversation this morning, Sergio September. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, good morning.
Of course, you know, in light of everything that's been going on, what does all of this mean to you? What do you make of it?
Honestly, it's a big shock to me because it used to be my mother telling me to be safe, my parents warning me, but the friends are there now. I have to tell my mother in the morning to be safe because some excuse for a man cannot keep his hands to himself. And it's worrying because my mother takes time to work in the morning. And honestly, her being raped is going to cause so much effect on me and my brothers and my fathers, not only just her.
Sergio, tell me, what sort of conversation are you and other boys in your social circle having in terms of this topic?
About this topic, we are trying to bring other males under the awareness because it can't be only a small group, but all men need to understand that they have a responsibility, like myself said. They all have a responsibility to stop and to prevent stuff from happening and catcalling and looking at other girls. So that's the conversation we're having nowadays.
All right. We also have joining in the conversation this morning, Joel Boyson. Joel, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, you know, is it a relief that we're having this conversation, that your teacher decided to address the boys in your class? How do you and the other girls feel about it?
I feel it's a very good thing, especially since my sir is a man. So from a man's perspective, he's teaching other males because school is actually the place that prepares you for the future. So if we fix the behavior now, we fix the mistakes now, society will be so much better off. And I'm really glad and thankful that you are having these types of conversations because things like this need to be said and people need to be made aware of what is happening that is wrong.
Absolutely. And of course, as a young woman in this country, in this day and age, how do you feel after the past week of hearing all these horrific stories, but seeing, you know, masses of people come together, talk about it, protest about it? You know, are you still afraid? How do you feel?
I am more paranoid than I've ever been. Walking to the shop, I have to, every 2 seconds, turn my shoulder and check if there isn't a car coming or if there's a male following me. Even going somewhere with my friends, I usually just become paranoid and check that no one's following us and no one's taking pictures of us. And it's sad that actually, a big story like this has to pull a country together at a time like this.
Absolutely. Well, Joel, thanks so much for joining us, as well as Sergio. Ewan, thank you for joining us this morning. Any final words from yourself that you'd like to share with our community this morning?
I think all I can just say is that men have to stop excluding themselves from the situation. If there's an attack on men, it's an attack on all of us, and it's time that we change the perception that women and society has of men. We have to stop the idea that men will be, or boys will be boys, and that whatever they're doing is just part of the box that we've placed boys in. This week our school is actively trying to change those perceptions, and we're having an entire week of awareness where this morning at the gate points, the various girls stood there with images of the victims and with their mouths totally taped shut. And this entire week, we are just trying to start that conversation. We have hashtags on teachers' doors that want to spur that conversation with everyone else. And it's just great to see that we are trying to do something, and we're hoping that it will ignite a flame in someone else to also do the same thing. Because it starts with one person. My learners know it takes one person to make change. That's all.
Well, Ewan Hitton, I think you've gotten myself and all the listeners very emotional this morning. I think I'd like to say, on behalf of everyone listening this morning, thank you so much for taking that initiative in your classroom to, you know, strike up this conversation with the girls, but more importantly, with our young boys, with the young men in our society, who definitely will be our future. And hopefully we can change this narrative that we're seeing at this moment in time, that hashtag men are trash. Hopefully in years to come, we'll see our men standing up for our women, and we'll see a decrease in the rate of rape, as well as the incidence of murder that we are witnessing against our women and children. Ewan, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you so much for having us once again.
Only a pleasure. And that was high school teacher Ewan Edson speaking to us, as well as his students, Sergio September, as well as Joel Boyson.